What is up, parents? Alec here. We have another fun episode for you guys to listen to this week as we are talking about a lot of different things with Santa, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, all of those things. And so with that, if you have little listeners near you, you may want to wait and listen to this at a different time. But this is going to be a really fun episode, hopefully a really helpful episode for you to listen to, digest, and hopefully walk away from knowing that there is no right or wrong answer. And that's just what we're trying to provide. And so you'll see as you listen that Shane, Kelly, and Stroby, who we have on as a guest, which was a ton of fun, they're all just going to talk about their perspective. And hopefully it helps you as you try to figure out where you are in this conversation. So without any more delay, here is this week's episode. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Everyday Life Podcast. As we are venturing through the season on parenting, I have with me, as always, Shane and Kelly. How are you guys?
So great.
I'm excited because we have a guest. Is it speaker?
This is my job. Guest speaker? Introduce the guests.
Oh, my bad.
It's okay.
Well, here's the deal. I keep thinking of different ways to answer your question, how are you doing, other than well.
Yes.
And so I thought Stroby's here with us today.
Yes, we have the great Stroby here with us. Stroby, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You have to come up with a different answer than that.
Oh, can't say I'm doing good.
No,
I'm doing great. Fantastic.
They will awesome. Ridicule no matter what you say.
They will.
And then if you even remotely allude to the fact that you might not be great, they get so freaked out. Don't say anything bad. Don't say anything negative.
Whoa.
Well,
no, I
are you all right? Leave the room.
I genuinely asked you. You were like, and I was like, no Kelly, emotions. How are you actually doing? And you like completely just dodged the question. You just said something else.
I just don't like small talk. I've said this before.
I grew up with the Ninja Turtles in the 80s. Can I also be doing tubular?
We'll go with that. Okay. We can go with that.
I haven't heard that word in so long. They've got all the animated movies by the same studio that's doing like the Spider-Man, the animated Spider-Mans. And they've got a collab with Fortnite now. I mean, it's big time. Which I saw a trailer for like Fortnite when it got announced 12 years ago. And it finally made sense as to why it's called Fortnite. I've actually wondered for a while. The whole premise of the game from the beginning was a survival game where you have to build a fort and survive overnight. And I was like, this makes so much sense. And I felt kind of dumb.
Do you have to survive for 2 weeks?
Do it.
That's a Fortnite.
Oh.
Because it's also
that was good. That was very good, Kelly.
I got jokes.
I like that.
Nobody knows.
That was strong.
I'm sure all the parents
how long,
are going
to
love
how
that.
Long is a
the
score?
The parents will love that joke.
100 days.
A score. Full score.
Wait, I don't actually know. How long is a score? Is it 100?
All I know is 4 score and 7 years ago. I don't know.
Isn't a score 10 years? I don't know. Someone, I'm technically the producer.
Somebody fact check us.
Yeah, it's my job to look it up. What is a score? What is a score? Here we go.
Are we going to wait for this?
Yeah, I already got it.
Okay.
Well,
this is so engaging. Our listeners at home are shouting, you guys are idiots.
Yeah, well, okay, I give up. There's a lot of things. Okay, well, we'll never know what Lincoln meant. Anyways, as we start every time. With a parenting hack, fun fact for everyone listening, Stroby has actually supplied a good bit of the parenting hacks. So I'm glad that you get to be on here to tell us how you do this one. Hopefully you do this one. One that was given by Stroby was say yes when you can, but no when you have to. And I have a lot of questions, but Stroby, what do you mean by that one?
Well, I think for me, I mean, we know there's going to be times we have to tell our kids no. There's times that we tell our kids no when we could have said yes just because we don't feel like saying yes. Sometimes we say no for good reasons. Sometimes we say no for really bad reasons. But it's nice to, like, have a win, like, and no matter what you do. So, like, if you're... I mean, I feel like if my kids ask me to do something or want something or whatever, and it's like a time where I can say yes, I like to say yes because then the answer isn't always just no or maybe, which means no, right? So
I do that with Lyndon. She knows if I say maybe, it's a no.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, occasionally if you can just kind of toss out a yes to your kids, like, it's helpful. It kind of builds some rapport.
Shane, Kelly, what do you think?
I agree. I probably am very bad at this. I probably say no more than, and the worst is the other, like, a great example. The other day, crew came up and asked me something. It was after a long day. I was tired. And because crew's always asking questions. He starts to ask me, and I'm like, no. And he turns and walks away. And in my mind, I went through this process. Why did I just say no? Like, that's an easy win. That's an easy yes. And they go, come here. I go, yes. He looked at me. He's like, Dad, are you okay?
Is this a trap?
I go, yeah. I just thought of why I said no, and it wasn't a good reason. So the answer is yes, you could do it. And it was. It was an easy win. And it was, but there have been a lot of times where no's the first answer sometimes when it shouldn't be.
It's like saying yes to the quarter gumball machine so you can say no to, like, the giant thing in the back of the store. You know, it's like, we already did the gumball.
Say yes to the quarter machine.
They just steal your money. I actually feel like I lean, like, yes. I'm like, yeah, let's do that. And my husband's looking at me like, no, absolutely not. Why are we saying yes to any of that? So actually, I remember when I was first having Jude, our oldest, one of my friends, she gave me this advice. She said, say no to something that you can say yes to, just to exercise that muscle so your kids get used to hearing you say no. So that way when it really matters, like, you've done it. So I'd be like, wait, Amber, what are you talking about? She's like, all right, hey, can I have a snack? No. Now, they could have a snack, but you're going to tell them no, they can't, so that they're used to it. So when it's like an actual no. Anyway, so it's almost like reverse psychology maybe
blessing.
For me.
It's a
maybe
blessing.
Maybe because I say yes all the time. But I get in trouble with that, like, even on Saturdays. I'll be like, hey, do you want to go to the park? And we go to the park. And then we're there. And I'm like, oh, this sounds fun. You want to go do that? And Mark will look at me and he'll be like, you said go to the park. We came to the park. Why are you trying to go to the next spot? And he was like, are you tricking me? I was like, no, I'm not tricking you. I'm spontaneous. This sounded fun.
I really feel like you and Kristen, my wife, are kindred spirits. Because it is the
fun
same
times.
Thing. Because I'll be like, all right, my mindset is, hey, we're going to the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you throw a curveball. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Well, why? Why are we doing that?
Expectations.
Yes.
Oh, mine are always too high. I know that. That's why I got to say no. For myself, too.
Speaking of high expectations, every year, towards the end of the year, a lot of kids have high expectations for Christmas because of Santa. Mm. And we kind of had a slight conversation about this. And we said we'd wait and do another episode. And honestly, we did that, and then during the Christmas season, I saw all of the posts of whether it's good or bad, Elf on the Shelf, whatever Snoop Dogg is on the shelf, all of those things.
Snoop on the stoop.
And whatever else happens at Christmas time, I've seen all of the debates about it. And so it just kind of led to the fact of, we need to have this discussion about the mythical creatures, figures, beings that parents choose to tell their kids about and bring their kids in on. Just a very strong disclaimer. We are not telling you how to parent. We're just going to present two sides, maybe three with Strobe here, of the argument and have a discussion. And then you do with that what you will. There is no right or wrong answer unless y'all have some hard biblical evidence that says otherwise, which I don't know about, which I'd love to hear. So anyways, Shane, Kelly, Strobe, should we, as parents or soon to be parents, do Santa, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, all of them. I feel like I'm forgetting things. But the holidays, the characters that come with them, all of that. Should we do it or should we leave it alone?
So I think what I hear you're asking is, should we lie to our children? Wow. Or just kidding. Or should we have fun?
Kelly from the top rope.
Wow. Guys, I'm joking around.
Watch out.
I was joking. I'll be honest, I didn't set out in my parenting journey to be like, I'm not going to do Santa. When I got married, I married someone who did not grow up doing Santa. And so then when it came to Christmas, and then when I was wrapping gifts, I was like, yeah, these are from me. And so that's what I put on all of the from part. It was like from mom and dad. And then I don't know. I don't even really remember how it all came to be outside of the fact that my husband was like, yeah, no, I'm definitely not going to lie to our kids. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to either. And so when they ask me about it, I just kind of flip it back on them. I'm like, well, what do you think? And they're like, well, where's Santa right now? I'm like, I don't know. Where do you think he is? But I don't like invite it or like celebrate it. I'm also probably not. I also just want to go on record and say, I do think I'm probably the most fun person in the room right now. But I just don't. I mean, look, they're not disagreeing, but I do it in other ways. So like you can go hang, like if you want to read a book about Santa, cool. I'm not going to take you to the mall to meet him because that's fake.
Smell like beef and cheese.
That's not the real Santa.
Exactly. But where is the real Santa? In the North
Those
Pole?
Are just the helpers.
But wait. I'll let y'all answer. But if you don't do Santa, as I make an elf reference, what do you do with Christmas movies that have Santa?
Oh, we watch them. We love them.
Oh, okay.
I'm not like anti-Santa. It's not like I'm out here like, Santa's the worst. Don't believe in him. We just don't like
Santa,
encourage
Satan,
it.
Same letters.
Oh, gosh, no. Is it?
You've not seen that?
You have just crushed some people. There's some parents out there right now that are
Santa's
that are
not
turning this podcast
no,
off.
No, yeah, no. Santa's not bad.
No.
I think I default to blatant honesty 99.9% of the times to the point of it might not be great. So I think when my kids are like, hey, is this real? Where is he? I just answer honestly, which some could argue ruins the fun and the, quote, magic of Christmas.
If you can't see us, we just got some air quotes.
Yeah, magic was an air quote. I mean, at my house, we do all those things at my house. Santa, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy. We even do the elf, which I'll be honest, I think of all of them, that one is the creepiest.
The elf?
Elf on the shelf?
The elf on the shelf.
Which I hate that guy. Whoever created that?
Because
I hate that guy.
Because it is there all the time. And my oldest this year, because of camp, now knows that none of those things are exist.
That was Shade.
No. That was our producer, yeah. Alex Stackley.
So
for parents who want to reach out to him.
So she's getting to help with the elf on the shelf this year, and she gets way more into it than me and Marisa do. I just like sit him like in the tree, and she like comes up with these elaborate scenes. But she put the elf in the bathroom the other day, and one of my other kids was like, you can't use that bathroom today unless you want the elf to watch you go to the bathroom. And I thought in that moment, that is really, really weird. I mean, because he can't blink. His eyes are just always open. But I think of all of them, that's got everybody else just comes in for a quick visit.
He's lingering.
This dude's at our house for like a month.
And Elf on the Shelf, that's like recent. Like that's come up in the last.
Yeah, we didn't have that when I was a kid.
A lot of like teachers employ the elf for December to like, I think to rein in classes.
Okay.
Their classes.
So what is the point of the elf?
He, listen.
He's making a list and checking it
twice. To monitor behavior.
Oh, okay.
He reports directly back to Santa.
Okay, so that's one of my hang-ups or questions.
Because snitches get stitches or what?
I mean, I don't want to comment on that, but I wrestle with like the behavior modification because this little person creature is watching you versus just, hey, this is just the right and the wrong way to do things.
Oh, yeah. Every time like it comes up like this time of the year, because it's usually driven by grandparents like, oh, you better be good because, you know, Santa Claus is watching. Like at our house, we are very quickly direct to, well, hey, we're gonna do what we're supposed to do because
that's the right thing.
That's the right thing to do, not because of Santa Claus. And also at our house, like you said earlier, Kelly, when questions get asked, we answer those questions really with just a lot more questions. Mm-hmm. Like, there's never been a time I've looked at my kids and like Santa Claus is 100% real. Like, it's just always like, well, I don't know. What do you think? Or Like the other day, my kid came home. She's like, I'm the only person at my table that believes in Santa Claus. I'm like, that's interesting. And that was the end of the conversation. It wasn't like,
yeah,
you know.
At our house, when they turn 5, we sit them down and we say, Santa is fake. You can't tell anyone. No, we don't do that.
Like a gag order.
I feel like
that's a lot of pressure for a 5-year-old.
Absolutely not. I feel like you guys have this impression of me that I'm like teaching them this is all false.
No. But there are a lot of people who I've spoke with, parents who say, I don't want to lie to my kid. I don't want my child to equate Santa and Jesus, because if I told them this about Santa and that's not true, what if what my parents told me about Jesus wasn't true? And so I get that, and I do not. In our house, we are full blown Santa people. We do the Elf on the Shelf, we do the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, all of that, and it is borderline hardcore in our house. It is.
You would say y'all go to an extreme end in comparison to others.
I don't know if it's an extreme end, but it is. We've done some things, like one year we had a guy who when we were in down in South Florida, who was dressed up as Santa for a parade. We had him come by our house one night when we were all out by the pool, and he came in and our kids lost their mind. I mean, they got to watch him drop off some gifts and then head out.
What day was it?
Like, it was close to Christmas. It was close.
So he came early?
He came early.
Also, did he go in the pool? Was it like he a did pool
not,
party?
No, it was not a pool party for Santa. But
it's called breaking an
but
entering,
the but the so we very much lean towards the fun side. But here's what I would say. So I grew up with, you know, believing in Santa Claus and you know, my family did all that, and I'd wake up in the morning and there would be whatever it is that my dad had to build the night before, and it was amazing and it was awesome. And then somewhere in elementary school, somebody told me, and I found out, and I came and talked to my parents. And then it was almost like this rite of passage moment where it was, hey, we're going to need your help with this. You can't let the other kids know, and you get to stay up later and help us, you know, create this fun atmosphere. And so while, yes, I understand parents go, I don't want my kids to, I never did. I grew up in a home that was, I was taught about Jesus, I was taught about Santa, and the older I got, I was able to realize the difference between the two, and I was able to separate the two, and I didn't feel like my parents lied to me. I felt like my parents were creating something fun, and so it is, it's very interesting, because there are people who get very mad about this, my wife being one of them, when this discussion comes up, especially around kids. And she will shut it down real quick and not talk about it, and then be like, hey, we got to talk later. We have fun with it. Some of our kids still believe, and it's fun, and it is, I'm not even going to use the air quotes, it is magical. And it is enjoyable to watch their excitement and watch their fun, go. And now, it's fun watching the other ones who know kind of get to help out and be a part of the whole, you know, hey, we're moving Charlie and we're setting this up, and Charlie's our elf on the shelf.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Ours is James, but his reindeer friend's name is Charlie.
We didn't have any reindeer.
Are they all connected? Like there's a network?
Yeah, they're all sold by the same people. Yeah. That's how they're connected.
It's a corporation.
Yeah.
So how do you balance the magical and the fun with like training up your child as they should go and things like that? Because it does, like, I grew up with Santa, and I also remember the rite of passage moment when I was like, y'all lied to me, and they're like, yeah, but like your brother.
How did that feel,
know.
Alec? How did it feel knowing? Just kidding.
Well, honestly, I felt worse at school when all the kids were like, you still believe in Santa? And it's like, what? Well, yeah, why wouldn't I? And like, they're like, well, here's all these things. And then I was just kind of like, you know, this does make sense. But at the same time, you reach a certain age when you see enough Santas and enough movies that it's kind of like you start to see the holes in your parents' stories. But how do you balance that if you choose to do that, choose to go with Easter Bunny, Santa, Tooth Fairy, all those things? Because those things are fun. You know, obviously, Linda and I haven't talked about it yet because we're not ready for that. But it's like one of those things where how do you handle the balance while still having fun on either side of, like, whether you choose to go through all those different creatures or not?
I mean, I still like to have a lot of fun with my kids. So we still give them Easter baskets. We'll do an Easter egg hunt in the backyard with friends from the neighborhood. Mm. They still get presents. I don't really even know what I do about the Tooth Fairy. She's the creepiest one, in my opinion. But they still get to experience all of these really fun things.
Okay, so wait, do they get money for losing teeth?
Yeah, so my son never really cared about all of that. And he would, this is so weird, he would swallow a lot of his teeth, so they were never there to put under the pillow. So I don't even know about that. My daughter has only lost one. And then I remember being like, oh no, I should probably put a dollar under her pillow. But I never told her the Tooth Fairy put it there. I just said, look what's there. And she never questioned it. I think she was just like, oh, cool, I got a dollar now. Never asked. I'm definitely not going to tell them that the Tooth Fairy gave it to them. I think that's the thing, is I'm not against doing the fun thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to tell them that someone fake did it. I guess I'm just not as fun. I don't know. I just don't want to make up a story.
No, it's.
But I'm not. I'm not against other people doing it.
Like we have one of our staff members in the student ministry. He does not participate in Santa Claus because he doesn't want him getting credit for something he's done. And so he will. His is. I don't even think his is about the lie. His is like.
Is
no.
it like a pride issue?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm dealing credit. With internally.
This is my hard-earned money. Kid, that's Santa. Right.
I think I want to keep the focus, and I'm not saying you can't celebrate and have Santa and all of these creatures and keep the focus on Jesus. I just find that in my house and with my personality and the way my husband and I are wired, we just prefer to keep the main thing, and let all this other stuff be like extra stuff on the side for fun. Mm. But my kids get so caught up in that, and they're so consumeristic that we're constantly combating that. So already my daughter's like, well, how many gifts am I going to have for me under the tree? I'm like, it's not about the gifts. All right. It's about Jesus. And then last night, I don't even know if this was true, but she looks at me with these puppy dog eyes and she goes, well, you know, my favorite gift is Jesus. And I said, I hope you mean that, because if you don't, that is manipulative.
Well played. Well played.
I mean, we don't even wrap presents at our house till like the 23rd anyway. So there's just no gifts under the tree until like 48 hours out. So I think there's been presents at my house that have been wrapped for less than 30 minutes before they're opening, which then really feels like, why did we even wrap them? Like, we should have just like, close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Ta-da. I mean, at my house, when it comes to like, I think the Tooth Fairy outlier, I think the hot button with Christmas and Easter is those are two very like, like religious holidays.
I mean, yeah, they're focused on the like, birth of Christ and the resurrection of Christ.
The Tooth Fairy is just like a thing, right? We have the Easter Bunny, we have Santa Claus stuff, but we very much try to make sure that if you ask my kids, like, what is Christmas about? Mm-hmm. It's not their, hopefully their first response would not be, that's when Santa Claus shows up and brings me stuff. Hopefully it's when we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus, and a bonus is we get stuff, because we all like to get stuff. Same for Easter, which also on Easter, I feel like over the last few years, like Easter is becoming like
Christmas 2.0.
Yes. Like I've seen some, like, you know, all the social media pictures, this is no judgment. But, like, I'm like, we're given, like, bikes and scooters and, like, stuff at Easter. Like, it was always just hollow chocolate bunnies and, like an outfit, you know, that you could wear to church or something. That's what the Easter Bunny left me when I was growing up, in those, like, little plastic, you know, pastel colored baskets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, you needed a bicycle. Yeah. I don't know.
I remember the first time that I had friends are like, hey, what'd you get in your Easter basket? I'm like, what's an Easter basket? Like, my parents just very much avoided all of the Easter gifts, just, I think, for cost purposes. I will say, Kelly, your method is much more cost effective. At least that's what it sounds like.
It's well, no, Kelly said she does all the things.
I still do all the stuff.
Oh, right. Okay.
Listen.
They're having fun. Kelly's, you can't see my faces, Kelly, that I'm making.
Kelly's
over here.
Already over here struggling because people might not think she's fun. Kelly is very fun.
Again, most fun in this room. Potentially, no, I'm not going to say like everywhere I go. That's ridiculous. But
here's the thing. And parents don't do it because it's easy. It's a lot of stress to do
I'm
all that stuff.
I'm also low-key. Like, yeah. I'll be honest with you. So I'm a middle child. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. We did Santa. My parents did all these things. I remember then coming to know the Lord and then being at my older sister's house, who has three kids, and she's like 11 years older. So I got to like watch her do all of this stuff first. And in my head, I was like, absolutely not. She's out there stressed. Her and her husband are making footprints on the roof as if Santa walked to the chimney. We're having to assemble gifts all hours of the night. And I just was like, when I get married and I have kids, I'm not doing any of it. It's crazy. And so, yeah, I just shop, wrap them up, stick them in my closet. Christmas Eve, I'll put them under the tree. The kids are happy. I don't know. I'll read books about Santa. You can watch a movie about him, but I'm not telling you that he's real.
I mean, one year I had to explain to my kids why our dog ate 4 Dove chocolate bunnies out of the hiding place we had them because it was pre-Easter. And they're like, why did you have so many chocolate bunnies for the dog?
Easter bunny
to eat.
Wrapped them up. That's my thing. It's like,
and it was like, I was like, your mom really likes chocolate, so she was hoarding them for herself.
I just can't keep up. It's too much. You got to like keep the lie going.
Which then marked those off the list. Like, well, I can't replace those. Those are now, can't be in rotation for this
yes.
year.
Yep.
So how do you do it, Shane?
For us, it is a lot of work. My wife has a lot of alarms set on her phone. All through the night, she will.
Wait, really? Like for what?
For all of it.
Like reminder alarms. Like
reminder alarms like of.
It's the elf. The elf. Let's be honest. The elf, I think, causes the most stress.
Yes.
Because that's a daily routine. That
it's
you
a.
Have to
it's
do.
A daily okay. thing, and if you play that social media comparison game, like there are people that will destroy their house.
Oh yeah.
Because the elf dumped out a bag of flour and made a flour angel in it.
Absolutely not. This is why I don't go on social media probably the entire month.
And ours don't. Ours. I mean, our elf just appears different places. He doesn't do things. He's not mischievous. Just because I don't want to do that. I, like I said, I have a hard enough time remembering each day to move them.
To a different spot.
To a different spot.
Yeah.
It is definitely a lot of work. It is. But it's also fun, and it's also, you know, my youngest will write Charlie letters, and Charlie writes letters back to him, and so there's these moments where it's just, and it's fun, and it brings the holiday a little more cheer. Is it? Do we struggle? And I've had conversations where crew looked at me one time and tried to equate Santa to Jesus. And I shut it down quick. I said, no, they're very different. And I talked to him about here's why, you know, they're very different and here's what they do. And so there's this balance and it's one of the, like I said, for me, it was fun when I was a kid and it's been fun watching my kids go through it. It's interesting. My brother, my middle brother, him and his wife do not do Santa. And for some of the same reasons we've talked about. And I'm pretty sure my wife threatened all three of their kids to not say anything to our kids about that. And then it's always, you know, it's a little tense during the holidays when our kids are talking about it and their kids are going, what? And you're like, hey, let's go throw the football outside. Just to change the subject.
To redeem the people who don't do Santa for whatever reason.
You do not have to redeem yourself.
There's no redemption needed.
I am not against you.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't care if you are. That's that conflict-prone tendencies coming out from a previous episode. No, all joking aside, I don't know. There's other fun things that we've done. So we have like an advent calendar, and I'll put it like hangs in our dining room. And so each day there's like a little pocket, and I write on a slip of paper like a fun thing to do. So like one day it's like, oh, hey, make a gingerbread house, or hey, have like a dance party to this Christmas song. So I think whatever your family traditions are, I hope that's what you hear in this episode, is that you have the freedom and the fun as a parent to find family traditions, whether that's going to be Santa or the Easter Bunny or another version of magical fun around the holidays that you can embrace and enjoy. But don't compare yourself to the family down the street or to the family that sits next to you at church, because every family is different. And these are one of those things where you can have fun and there's a lot of freedom here. Like you said in the beginning of this episode, there's not a right or a wrong. Although lying is wrong. I'm also just being super facetious here.
That's why you have
snarky.
To choose your words carefully.
I think we'll say this a lot through this parenting podcast is when we start to compare ourselves to others, when we start to look on what they're doing and how they're doing it better, it will destroy so much of the things that we do with our family. And the memories we have created and are working to create, if we start going, well, what about this? What about that? No, look what fits with your family. Look what your family enjoys and those things, and stick with them. And you can tweak stuff when you see stuff. You go, hey, that would be fun, but don't dare go, we got to shut it down because of this, or we got to start it because of this.
Well, that is the end of this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, getting to listen as much as I enjoyed getting to be a part of the conversation. And that's a conversation that we want you to be a part of. So if you text the word parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, to 98173, you'll get a link to a form where you're able to ask your questions that you may have, send us topic ideas that you'd love to hear us talk about, because we want to hear from you. We want this conversation to be both ways, not just us in a room, but you as parents or soon to be parents, a part of the conversation as well. And if you know someone in your life that is a expecting, soon to be, not yet, but wants to be, or a current parent, please send this to them. We want this to be a helpful resource more than anything. So please share it with whoever is in your life. Like it, subscribe to it so that you know when new episodes drop. Again, if you want to be a part of the conversation, and we want you to be part of the conversation, text PARENT, P-A-R-E-N-T, to 98173. Well, that's all for this week's episode. We will catch you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you later. Bye.